Everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Gozo TV on this beautiful Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. This is a audio journal. So this is not video turned to audio. This is just for you, my dear listener. Thank you so much for listening. We have about 93, almost 100 listeners every month. So thank you so much for that. If you are one of those, then I want to thank you for listening, for tuning in every week or every time I do these. And also, I'd encourage you and would ask you if you could give me a 5-star review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. Thank you so much. By the way, I also have a YouTube channel. I'm sure most of you know. You can just go look up my name, and I do similar content on there as well as music and media stuff. So I'd love to have you subscribe. I want to talk to you about the power of words, the power of words. We all obviously know that God speaks and sings over us. We know that he also says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we know that to be a powerful individual, we have to speak truth to ourselves. David would always say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He would challenge himself to bless God no matter what. And that's what we need to do. We need to be mindful of what we say to ourselves at all times, verbally, mentally, online. Everything that comes out of our mouth really reflects where our hearts are. And so I was listening to this other podcaster, and she was saying that she just had a baby 2 weeks ago. And when she feeds her baby, she says, I think his name is Parker, "Parker, you eat well. You are gaining weight." Meaning you are gaining the weight that you need to be healthy. You are a holy man and righteous before God. And I thought, what powerful words to speak over your son, over your daughter. And then she was saying how she speaks similar words over herself. You're courageous. You rest, because she has a hard time resting, especially as a young mom. And so what words do you tell yourself that are really negative, that are damaging to you, that perhaps at one point were true, but they're no longer your truth? "I'm anxious. I'm afraid. I'm upset. I'm hurt. I can't do this. I will mess that up." We have so many things that I know it happens to me, that we grow comfortable saying about ourselves because we really believe they're true. But the reality is that the only truth is the truth that we speak into existence. And really, the only truth is what God believes about you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are strong and courageous. So I wanted to read to you some of the things that I've been working on telling myself or speaking into existence about myself, things that God thinks about me, things that God, how God made me and what I'm supposed to do in this life, so that maybe they can encourage you. So first is, "David, my son, you are courageous." I deal with courage, with wanting to run away from tough conversations and things that I really need to do, because I want to please everyone. I want to be safe. I'm an Enneagram 3, and the Enneagram 3 likes to deceive himself or herself so as to not break perhaps the trust or the relationship. But there are things, especially when it comes to work and my goals, that I need to speak, where I need to speak my truth. And so instead of saying, "Oh, I'm afraid," which is true, meaning there it is, see how I believe that that is true. That's what my body may feel. That's what my emotions may think or may experience. But the truth that I'm going to believe is, "You're courageous." Number two is, you can speak to power, and you can say it the right way. It goes with the first one. When I want to say something to those in charge, to whoever it may be, my mind, my emotions want to say, "Well, you better be careful. You're going to get fired. You're going to get sent back home. You're going to get deported. You're going to break that relationship. It's going to go downhill." Instead, I know that when I speak my truth, I know it changes things. So I can speak to power the right things. Let's see. "You have amazing boundaries and you keep them." I'm always saying to myself, "Man, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that." And sure, there are things that I always have to be aware of. But what I believe is true, what I know is true, is that I know how to keep my promises, that I know how to stay within the lines. And that is who I am. And so I don't have to be constantly worrying about what could happen. And that's very much a being a six in the Enneagram, an unhealthy six, always thinking of the worst case scenario. I will finish my degrees. That's another thing that I always beat myself up over. Oh, I have to do more and I haven't done this and what? I'm running out of time and you name it. But instead of thinking that way, I tell myself, I will finish. I have finished. I am a finisher. I am someone who finishes what I start. And it's true. These are not lies. These are truths. I was painting my fence the other day with David, our son, and I was telling him how I've painted that fence maybe 4, 5, 10 times. I put that fence up with some help. I fixed it a bunch of times. And so I finish what I start. But when Satan and my emotions and lies and even, yes, actions that I do, when I don't finish things, want to tell me the opposite. But what God says, what I know about myself is that I finish what I started. You work together with others well. That's another truth. I love to collaborate. Are there times when I want to just do it all by myself? Mostly out of fear, mostly out of overachieving anxiousness. But the true me is a collaborator, is one who brings people together, who says to the team, let's work together. Let's work on this together. Juntos, as my beautiful wife and my father used to say, my wife says. Next one is you're not anxious. This is a very important one because my mind and whatever, and I talk about it ad nauseum, is always saying, oh, I'm the anxious type. I'm a high achieving anxious type. I am an anxious achiever. That may be what my body feels. That may be what I've told myself, or it makes sense to me. But the true me is that I am a collaborator, that I am a man who is at peace, that I'm a man who really loves joy and gozo, who loves to be still and know that I am God. And then the last one is you are aware of problems, but you're not afraid. And so that is maybe the biggest one for me, because the anxious mind is always looking for proof of why it needs to be afraid. Yes, there are problems. Let's see what happened the other day. There's a bathroom light that won't turn off. Okay, so I have to, it's not actually the bulb, it's the switch itself, so it might be a little more complicated. Okay, that's a problem. I could think, I never fix anything, I don't know anything, I'm lazy, I'm whatever. Really, the truth is that, first, I don't know how to do that. That's the first truth. I'm not an electrician. I don't know exactly how to fix a wall switch. Second, I can either YouTube it and do it myself, or I can find a friend who can do it for free, a neighbor, a partner, a friend, or I can hire somebody and not be embarrassed that I'm calling someone just to fix a switch that I should have done. And maybe it'll cost me $25, whatever. So I'm aware of the problems, but I am not my problems. I am not weak. I am not in danger. I am not about to give in to the worst of me. Instead, God is my safety. He is my truth. He is my foundation. He is the floor, the flooring, I guess you could call it, the tile, the hardwood floors on which I stand, the solid rock on which I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. But what, when things break around the house, or when my car, I haven't washed my car in 3 months, I think, oh, I'm terrible. What a terrible person I am. And then what happens? It only feeds that problem. And now it's 6 months and it's 9 months and my car is gross. Instead, no, I take care of things in due time. I manage my schedule well. Now, there's also a need to, once you do that, exercise number two is you have to then change some habits. So one of the things that I haven't done in a long time because of many reasons is exercise and eat healthy. And so I would eat pizza at 1 a.m. Like my Rochelle and I would joke that I have dinner at 10, lunch at midnight, and I have dinner at 2 a.m. That's been my schedule for a year. And I've gained weight, felt terrible. I don't wake up at the time that I want to, you name it. Instead, the last 2 weeks, I've been eating at the right times. It really started when my beautiful wife was off for that week. And I always tell her she's my stability and my peace. And so just her being home regulates my schedule. I wake up on time with her, or we both sleep in. We have lunch together. She makes dinner, or we eat something together at 6, and then we're in bed by 9 or 10. And so we have to change our habits. My dad will always say, fear the Lord and shun evil. So yes, say the right thing, fear the Lord, but also shun evil. Don't order pizza at 2 a.m. or eat Kit Kats at midnight. Instead, shun evil. Eat an apple. So I think it was 2 nights ago, I had some apples, and then 3 nights ago, I had some granola. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I've had my Kit Kats here and there. But I can see, I can feel it in my body that I'm changing my habits, that I am changing, and I'm shunning evil, basically. Just saying no to the things that harm me and saying yes to the things that benefit me so that I can be the true me. And then the third thing probably is to then watch the miracles. Watch the awesome results. My friend Brooke Castillo, my virtual friend, she has a plan or a model, she calls, and it starts with circumstances, and then it goes to thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. And so those 5 letters or words are very powerful. Circumstances, back to my car. Okay, my car is dirty. I haven't washed it in weeks, months. Thoughts, here it is. Here's where you have to win. I am a man who washes my car. I love washing my car every Friday versus I'm a horrible human being. I never get to anything, whatever. Feelings. I'm a man who washes my car every Friday. My car is beautiful. I take care of my car. Guess what my feelings are going to say? I can't wait to see that car shiny. I'm going to go and get the $12 special and get my tires waxed or whatever they do. And I can't wait to drive that car. And I'm going to go out after they wash it and vacuum it myself. And I'm not going to spend 30 minutes. I'm going to spend 20 or 10. But I'm going to vacuum my car. And I can't wait to drive in a nice, clean car. Those are my feelings, right? Because I'm feeling I'm anticipating positivity. And then, so circumstances, thoughts, feelings, actions. What's going to happen if I'm in that energy? I'm going to go do it, right? As soon as Friday hits, as soon as Friday is here after work or at lunch, I'm going to go and get my car washed. I know where to go. I know how much it costs, blah, blah, blah. That's the action. What's the result? You know, the best part of washing my car, besides having it be beautiful, is when I pull out of the car wash and just feeling or hearing, or I don't know, if maybe I just look back on the road and then seeing the water just come off the car, just some of the leftover water. And oh, I just feel like I'm coming out of the ocean, like some sort of, I don't know, 2050 spaceship that's emerging from the water, flying back to Mars. Gozo, Star Wars. I love that feeling of just my car being so clean. And then maybe the second action or result, I mean, that I love is when I get home and I lock my car and I look back and it looks so beautiful. Clean, the sun's hitting at just the right time. It's in my driveway next to my house and the grass is nicely cut. Ah, I love my car. That's the result. And then that feeds back into action, more feelings, and you do the right thing. You can apply that to anything, exercise, saving, dating the right person, not eating Kit Kats and candy or pizza and eating the right things, loving your husband, your wife, finishing your degree, whatever it is that's in front of you right now here in April as we get into spring and soon summer, it's up to you, the power of your words, to sing over yourself, to let God sing over you. Now, some of the verses that I love to remind myself, or kind of as a hanger that I put all these thoughts on, is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I love light. Who doesn't? I love being saved spiritually, but also from fear and death and concerns. Whom shall I fear? Whom? There are things that bring me fear, people and situations, but whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my heart. Of whom shall I be afraid? So it admits that there are fearful and the light switch is a problem, is a pain. I don't know how to do it. It causes me all these kinds of things. But whom shall I fear? Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. He's my strength. He's my helper. And those are just great things. And so I love that verse. There are many, of course, that I love, but that one is very powerful over me, especially these days. So I hope that that verse encourages you as well. That's Psalm 27. Or maybe you have another verse. Let me know. Email me at trig@davidtrig.com or just simply go to Instagram @davidtrig and just send me a DM. Let me know what verse is the verse that gives you hope and power. Thank you so much for listening, my dear friends, and I will see you next time.